Welcome to Reality Check, the podcast series from SearchUnifiedCommunications.com. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor. Every month, we meet with an expert to get a reality check on anything unified communications. This month, we're being joined by Site Editor Leah Cardwell to discuss what Nortel customers should expect from Avaya in the coming months. Thanks for joining us, Leah.
Thanks for having me, Elaine.
Now that Avaya's bid for Nortel has been accepted, will you give listeners an idea of what Avaya is getting in the deal and how this acquisition may impact the market?
Absolutely. Avaya was able to secure this Nortel bid by offering $900 million in cash and $15 million for employee retention. Now, this bid includes all of Nortel's enterprise assets, and this includes like their enterprise products, their data and security products, and the CS2100. What I think is important to note about this acquisition is that it's the largest one to happen in this industry to date. So the combination of these two companies, this Avaya and Nortel, makes for the largest installed base of customers and telecom infrastructure in the world. That, along with this rapidly evolving communications technology, makes it a really exciting time in this industry. As for how it'll impact the market, I think it's fair to say that Cisco is definitely considered the major player in the market, without question. But Avaya's acquisition of Nortel will certainly give Avaya a major boost in terms of the market share, and I think eventually how the market will perceive them. By bringing Nortel into this fold, Avaya's really increased their installed base and annual shipments. They're increasing the products they're able to offer and even their distribution network compared to the traditional telephony system suppliers. So both Avaya and Cisco, however, really need to keep a close eye on Microsoft. I mean, Microsoft is really posturing to give Cisco and Avaya a run for their money. And you also have to consider HP's recent move to acquire 3Com. And if that deal goes through, it'll automatically make HP a player in the enterprise communication market.
What can customers expect from Avaya in February 2010 when Avaya is set to present its roadmap to customers? What should Nortel customers be doing now, if anything?
Well, of course, Nortel customers want to know what's going to happen with their installed base systems and which Nortel products are going to continue on with the new Avaya. Although Avaya has not yet released which products are going to stay and go, we'll hear that like February 1st. Avaya has stated that it will honor the standard 3 to 5 year product lifecycle support policies. And the company will also make Nortel's current line of products available for purchase for the next 12 to 18 months. Right now, I would recommend that Nortel customers who currently have supported products go ahead and upgrade to the most recent version of your software. This will be your little insurance that the gear that you've bought will be supported after the acquisition's final. Another thing I think customers need to do is go ahead and spend time right now developing a pragmatic plan. And this is an opportune time to work on your communication strategy. And sure, it's a necessity if you're a Nortel customer, but it's also a great opportunity to really map out your plan and leverage the benefits of all these new voice applications available now and take advantage of these market shifts. What we're finding in this economic climate is that companies do not have the spend they did in previous years. So getting short-term ROI tops everyone's agenda. So since many companies lack this budget for the system upgrade or replacement to do within the next 2 years because of budget restraints, it leaves many Nortel customers sort of locked into what they currently have in place. So what Nortel customers need to ask themselves is this. Do you want to be locked into a product that may be discontinued? I mean, once a product's discontinued, customers only have about a year and a half to 3 years before the maintenance contracts become an issue. Spare parts become unavailable, or you're going to be using refurbished parts. There's going to be fewer trained technicians. There's not going to be new applications. So if you stick with your Nortel shop, you're likely to save money in the short term, but you may be putting yourself in a position of greater risk on down the road. Now, I don't want to sound doom and gloom. I mean, Avaya is definitely a financially viable company, and it is promising to really improve on product support capabilities to customers. I mean, when Avaya took Nortel in, the company gained 5,000 worldwide patents with this acquisition. That and with the investments they plan to make in R&D, I mean, this company's positioned to provide more innovation than we've seen to date, which is huge. Avaya is open to open standards with its Aura Session Manager. Aura Session Manager is a session control platform. You might also hear these platforms being referred to as layering technology. And what this layering technology does is control sessions across multi-vendor environments using SIP and also by creating transport agnostic application layer. This layer is great because it provides a means to extend the life of legacy equipment. You can essentially build your new deployments off this overlay and not have to do a broad lateral migration. So I mentioned this because this overlay strategy is a really good one for Nortel shops who are in limbo kind of in terms of waiting to hear what Avaya is going to do next. My advice to Nortel customers is, you know, look for the incentives that are likely to come from Avaya with this Aura Session Manager, but also consider the competitors' offerings. You've got groups like Siemens, Mitel, Cisco, Interactive Intelligence, NEC, ShoreTel, they're all offering layering technologies. Look at them and see what they have to offer as well. And lastly, in terms of keeping short-term ROI in mind, don't forget about hosted and managed services. They can offer a way to meet your technological needs without a major capital investment.
And that's about all we have time for today. Be sure to tune in early February when we'll discuss Avaya's product roadmap. Thanks for joining us, Leah.
Thank you.
For more information on Unified Communications, check out searchunifiedcommunications.com. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for tuning in.